But their mother and father wasn't what they were. May look a little bit strange, but you take, I have to go to this now. You take, I have to, I'm going to just go, just step to the Bible. I think, you take some of the Israel's best kings back in the Bible. Some of their best kings was from wicked father and mother. Some of their good kings were from wickedness. That's right.
Yeah.
And another thing, you hear children right now doing, see folks doing things now. You never heard none of their folks ever done that.
Take
for instance, my poor father, as long as he lived and that he could get about, I never did know that man to go to church with one time. I went with him, a little kid, but I like that. Only time ever I didn't know my daddy to go to church. But I grew up as a churchman, see?
Your father?
My father wasn't. But I grew up as a churchman. I loved to look at the church work.
Your mother?
Well, my mother died, you know, when I was a baby. I don't. But to tell me she was a Christian woman, that's all I know. Church woman. But I was a baby, I don't know.
But you were raised in the church?
What's that?
You were raised in the church?
Raised in the church. Well, yeah, in a way, I joined church when I was about 16 years old, I reckon. And my father never was a member of the church. But I joined church when I was about 16 years old, near as I can recollect.
Yeah.
And by the time I got 18 years old, we have these different, they call them auxiliaries now. In churches, like Sunday school, all that catch, you know. Well, they made me first secretary of Sunday school. Then they made me a teacher. Then they made me superintendent of Sunday school. All that kept, and I've been served as a deacon of the church and all that kept, but my father didn't.
Now, to a child who'd misbehaved, you'd say to him, if you keep that up, I'm going to give you a good...
Well, tell you about that. A child who... You can do that again, you kick my, I beat your butt, something like that. I give you a good hooking, I'll beat your butt, I'll beat your ass. Get out of here. Fuck, I will, sir. I'll beat your ass, sir. I'll beat your butt, and all that. The best butt whooping ever I had was, I shortchanged a woman once. Shortchanged the money.
How?
A little old kid, about 8, 9 years old. She sent me to the store to get something. A little bigger devil, too. And I went there and shortchanged, you see. Back step, she told me, bring me a quarter of a such a thing. I got her, said, just said, make it, I got her 20 cents worth and put a nickel in the pocket. I done it now, a little bit old devil. And when I got back home with that stuff, she sent me out. There's several little things she sent me out. Them packages wasn't big enough for the money, see? And she called the storekeeper and asked him what to buy. And that man told her just what I bought. And the man said, well, yeah, and I gave him some change left. I know the old man, Jesse knew his name. And said, well, they'll take me to the other store. Well, that woman called me up. She pulled that thing up. And she beat that butt. That's the best woman I ever did have. I mean a good woman, a good, done me more good than a woman ever had. She whooped and whooped. Not having, not on, see, back in them days, you'd take a nickel, get a nickel worth of dime cheese, or cheese crackers. A nickel box of sardines and crackers, you had to put a good meal. You can't do that. But anyhow, I saved me a dime of it. And before I got to the house now, I hid that dime. But when she got through this butt, I went and got that dime.